You're listening to the Stop the Mind Screw podcast. I'm your host, Kathy Owen, certified fitness trainer and mindset coach since 2002, transforming lives in magic fashion, teaching Stop the Mind Screw process. It is Tuesday. You know what that means. We are talking Transurfing on Tuesday. We are in Chapter 5, The Induced Transition, and we're talking in the part about poverty. And like I said, I just open the book up to whatever motivates me, and it always has answers. And so I am reading from that part in the book, but I'm reading from parts that are highlighted and things that I wanted to discuss today. He says, the destructive pendulum sways even higher when you are suffering emotionally. Finally, when you actively hate something, you create excess potential. Balance forces are then directed against you because it is easier for them to eliminate one opponent than to change a world that does not suit one individual. Who would have thought there could be so many harmful aspects to a negative attitude towards life? Whoa. All right, I jump a few pages over, and he starts talking about the situation is compounded, and bad news starts to come in from all sides. Prices rise, and their company's performance level drops. They discuss the problem with close friends and relatives, and the conversations are usually of destructive nature, full of complaint, resentment, and aggression towards the guilty party. This can be particularly pronounced in companies where business is especially bad, and the working day begins with this statement that there's no money coming in, as solemnly as if it were a morning prayer. At this stage, the person is totally gripped by the spiral and their energy attuned to the frequency of the destructive pendulum. Seeing that things are consistently getting worse, they become stressed and anxious. Despite its relatively insignificant magnitude, the pendulum can easily assimilate the energy of anxiety, and so it becomes all the more audacious. Because the adherent is so stressed, they inevitably generate excess potential. Discontent, aggression, depression, apathy, resentment, and so on. As balancing forces connect with the pendulum, the situation snowballs out of control. The fear they begin to experience drives them to distraction, and things become frantic. It is as if someone has taken them by the hands, spun them around and round, only to let them go abruptly, making them fly off to one side. The poor adherent falls to the ground, where they lie in a state of shock. The finale is not a pretty picture, although it all started with just a few financial difficulties. Of course, it is not the money that the pendulum needs so much as the negative energy a person generates when they realize that their money is literally going down the drain. By the time the spiral has unwound itself, the unfortunate individual has at best lost much of their wealth and at worst lost everything they had, at which point they are no longer of any interest to the pendulum as there is nothing more that can be gained from them. The unfortunate adherent will either remain lying in shock on the unsuccessful lifeline or try with difficulty to pick themselves up from the floor. Such an induced transition can happen to a private individual as easily as to a large group of people. In the latter case, as you can imagine, the spiral is like a massive whirlpool from which it is impossible to escape. The only way to avoid an induced transition is to avoid gripping onto the tail of the spiral, thereby avoid getting caught up in the pendulum's destructive game. It is not sufficient to know how the mechanism works. To remain free of the pendulum's power, you must maintain a constant awareness of it. You must not allow your inner guardian to doze off. Pull yourself up every time that you realize that, out of habit, as if in a dream, you have accepted a pendulum's game. For example, you have expressed discontentment, indignation, anxiety, or contributed to a destructive discussion, and so on. Remember, everything that causes you to express a negative reaction is a provocation prod from a destructive pendulum. I'm going to read that again. Remember, everything that causes you to express a negative reaction is a provocative prod from a destructive pendulum. The same thing that happens when you are dreaming. Until you realize that when you are seeing is a dream, you are simply a pawn in someone else's game, and there is nothing to stop you from being tormented by nightmares. As soon as you wake up, shake off the delusion and realize the nature of the game. You are in control. When you do this, you will no longer be the victim of circumstances while everyone around you continues to exist in a zombie-like state. Oh my gosh, this is so powerful. And actually, this can apply to anything. Have you downloaded my free how to interact with pendulums? This answers these questions. You know, the pendulum only wants your energy, and it's also destructive if it is causing you to have resentment, anger, jealousy, fear, you know, the levels of consciousness that David Hawkins talks about in Power Versus Force. Yeah, I'll have a picture of that in the show notes. Don't go there. Don't give the pendulum your energy. Now, it's easier said than done, especially in this day and time. The way you stop a pendulum is you just sit back and observe it. You watch it. And when you watch it, you can just say, oh, there's the pendulum. I see what it's doing. In my download, I even help you decide which pendulums are good and which pendulums are not good, which means which pendulums are constructive and which ones are destructive, and how to avoid the destructive pendulums. In this time, I hear so often, at least once a day, oh my God, the groceries are going up. Oh my God, everything is so expensive. You know, it's going to happen. And it's funny because you expected something different. I mean, look at what happened in the world. We went through a major pandemic. People stopped working. Things slowed down for quite a while and never really got back to normal. The uncertainty is still there. How in the world did you not expect for things to go up in price? We have a plant guy that comes in to work at Accusoft. And the other day he came in and I go, wow, you were done fast. And he goes, yeah, I just have to water my plants. He goes, we do not have plants in stock. And what his company does is supply companies like ours with plants. And he said, there's no big plants because of the pandemic, because things slowed down and it takes years for those to grow. Naturally, things are going to go up in price. So why complain about it? Why lament over it? It's not going to do you any good, and you're just giving your energy to the pendulum. Why would you want to do that? Again, I will go back to the official Vadim Zeeland on Instagram, and I'll link it in the show notes as well. And I still don't believe it's him, but I do believe it's one of his proteges, and we all know what his proteges can become. And it instills fear. It's talking negatively about, if it's fear-mongering, actually, about the virus and about the vaccination. And if you've been following me for any amount of time, you know I do not give in to fear. I always find some way to find faith. And he says in here, I just read it. He says, do not let your inner guardian go to sleep. You've got to keep a watchful eye of it. And where is this person who is writing these posts, where is their inner guardian? What do they see of this? I don't understand it. Your inner guardian is mentioned several times throughout the book. And that is just either your inner voice, your higher consciousness, God, infinite intelligence, whatever you want to call it. It doesn't matter the word, but don't let it go to sleep. Find faith. Don't give in to the fear, because that is all the pendulum wants. It wants your energy. It wants you to give in to the fear. So that's my episode for today. I hope you liked it. If you want to download the pendulum little guide that helps you identify your constructive pendulums versus your destructive pendulums in your life, because we all have them, you can go to www.kathyowen.com/reality-transferfee, and it'll be in the show notes as well. That's my episode for today. I hope you liked it. Be sure to share it with somebody who can benefit from this. And until next time, I'll see you next time. Peace out and namaste.